Hello and good morning. This morning I'm going to disappoint you. You think that with Parliament in recess, you're going to spend a whole day at least without the B word uttered, either in anger or in jest. So, from this point of view, I shall not disturb your peace. Personally, I'm really glad that we will not have to watch any more shenanigans for about 5 weeks, because, like many, or perhaps all of us, we were really disappointed with the conduct of our nation's affairs in the so-called Mother of Parliaments, in the manner we all witnessed of late. Well, I'm not going to go into politics of all this. I'm taking this attitude not simply because we do not do British politics on this radio station, something I am totally in agreement with, but also because personally I'm totally averse to the divisive, aggressive and confrontational type of debate we have seen displayed by these we should normally look up to as the custodians of our democracy and the welfare of the state. Sadly, we were let down. And we are no more wiser now about the salient issue the nation is facing than when it all started. But let this issue now lie, at least for the next 5 weeks or so. Let us take a deep breath and enjoy the calm that hopefully will prevail at the heart of our nation, and reflect on the concept of whither from here. I want to ask every one of my dear listeners to reflect. Use this period of calm to take stock. I want you to talk to yourself. Oh no, we're not all mad, not yet at least. Let's just talk to ourselves and ask one question. What would I do if I were given the reins of authority so as to steer the country to a haven of peace and tranquility? What would I wish? Do I like the divisiveness of our body politic into political parties and into factions within these political parties? Is this the best way to have a dialogue over any issue? Do we need a situation where the interests of the individual, the party, or the constituency is all that concerns me? And what is my real priority? Is it the country, the party, or, whisper it, my own career and future? It's interesting that this morning I seem to be not giving my usual talk, but really asking questions. I wish I have the answer, any answer, but I also wish that you, my dear listener, every one of you and us, are all asking the same questions. And maybe other questions that I have not thought of. We are a nation of creative, hardworking, and diverse communities. We are successful. Otherwise, we won't be the fifth largest economy in the world. We punch well above our weight in many affairs of worldwide importance. We are the financial center of the world, the maritime hub. We are second only to the United States of America in our advanced technology and nanoscientific research. We are the owners of what is the de facto international language. Our English language is almost the lingua franca of the world. And our arts and performing arts are second to none. Am I bragging too much? So be it. But I only do this because I lament the fact that we could be even way more ahead had our politicians managed to get together, drop all their petty differences, and decide that the welfare of the state transcends everything else. Yes, they can have different views, and so they should. We should never be a nation of yes-men. But yes, we can be resourceful enough to see our way through any fog and end up reaching the decision that all find acceptable and workable, even if the immediate result is not totally satisfactory. Like any ship on the high seas, there is always the means of gently tweaking our course until we get to the calm waters and a successful voyage. We do not have to get it right first time, but by the same token, we seem to be getting it wrong most times now. So you can see where I'm coming from. It's first and foremost a cry from the heart. It is a plea for some reflection and calm thinking. Our leaders should show stewardship. We must then feel confident and lend them our best support. The time for divisiveness should have come and gone. This is the time for unity. Unity of purpose, sharing of a common perspective, and putting shoulders together to get us out of the mire we're in and onto solid surface of a gratified nation, willing to and indeed capable of forging ahead with confidence, no matter which direction we are going. Well, dear friends, sit back with your coffee and share with me these sentiments. Maybe, if you are that inclined, you can also share with me the prayers for our leaders and for God to give them wisdom and remove any hubris or narcissism that may blur their vision for what is truly the best for all of us. And I end this talk by wishing you all a tranquil period of about 5 weeks. And who knows, the unforeseeable may actually happen. I pray that we all awake in the middle of the next month and see the sun shining on the horizon, even if there is the autumn chill to go with it. Goodbye.